Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
Hey folks, it's time for another Scope Instant Review. It's a review where we give you our instant impressions right after experiencing something. Tonight's review is the film The World's End. This is the latest from director Edgar Wright and stars actors Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. You may remember them from other films like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. Collectively, these three films make up what they call the Cornetto Trilogy. And if you don't know what that is, that's what Google is for. Take a look. As you can tell, I'm in the car. I'm driving home after the screening here. I've got the camera on the dashboard. This is the inaugural dashboard cam, so this could get interesting. I'm rolling solo tonight. Shane couldn't make it, so bear with me. Our normal conversational tone is out the window. It's just me, you and me. We're going to talk about this movie. So, what is The World's End about? The World's End is, basically, there's a group of five people, led by Gary King, played by Simon Pegg. And the film opens with them sort of, the narrator recounting the tale of this pub crawl they did in their youth in a town of Newton Haven. And it's called the Golden Mile, and apparently there are 12 pubs along this mile, and the goal is to get a pint at each of them. Well, apparently Gary and his cohorts fell short. They only hit 7 of them, I believe. And it's always been sort of Gary's dream to finish this up. So, flash forward, middle age, present day. Gary is sort of not gone anywhere in life. He's sort of a burnout type, you know, he doesn't have any direction. Everyone else has grown up, has respectable careers. Peter works for his dad in the car dealership. Nick Frost's character, Andrew, is, I think, a lawyer. There's another character played by Martin Freeman. You may know him from, you know, the UK, The Office, and also Shaun of the Dead, and most recently, the Hobbit films. He's a real estate agent, and the last guy is, I think he had a startup company, sold it for a bunch of money, and is just sort of, I don't know, dating a physical trainer, I guess. So, Gary has decided that he needs closure in his life. He needs to complete this pub crawl that he never did as a youngster. And so he has to convince the rest of his now adult friends to get together and go complete this pub crawl, which, of course, ends at the World's End, the final pub on the Golden Mile tour. So, he does manage to get everyone there, and of course, some are not as happy to be there as others, most notably Andrew, Nick Frost. Apparently there's some bad blood, and some things have gone down between him and Gary over the past. But things get going, and they start drinking, and, you know, obviously personal details start coming out, and things get progressively more crazy as the night goes on. I don't want to get into the plot too much because you want to see it, discover it for yourself, but let's just say at some point a certain truth about this town is revealed and things really start to go a little haywire. So, that is your quick synopsis. What do we think about the film? You know what? I like this movie a lot. Now, it's not perfect. Let's get some of my gripes out of the way early. I think some of the jokes early on, they're funny, but they don't quite hit the mark. There's a lot of setup punchline stuff that I think seemed a little bit too planned. Didn't seem like it was of the moment. But it's not bad. It's not bad. But once things really sort of start to get turn on their ear a little bit, that's when the real hijinks begin. That's where the real good, funny comedy moments begin. And that's where the film, I think, really takes off. Now, you could also make a case that, just like all the other Edgar Wright films, this one struggles a little bit with tone, trying to decide what it is. And, you know, for me, that's a minor quibble. I think for the most part, You know, it does, it mixes, you know, action and comedy and horror, science fiction all together, decently well. And, I think it probably navigates the tone switches better than Shaun of the Dead did, but my recollection on that one's a little fuzzy, so... you could also say that, you know, some of the characters are sort of paper thin. There's not a lot of depth there, but you know what? There's enough to go on, and for our lead characters, we do get some depth and some heartfelt moments that I think make up for any of the other character pitfalls in the film. So, what I do love about this film is that, like I said, there's some truly great comedy moments. There's just some perfectly timed bits that will have you really, really laughing hard. What I also liked about this film is that there's consequences. Things happen, and, you know, you see this type of film, and it's so often you... Things of a destructive nature can so easily be rolled back. Just like, oh, it was just a joke, or so-and-so was actually here, or all you have to do is find this magical device and all of the ills that have happened to the world will be reversed. But this film doesn't do that. There are things that happen, there are decisions that are made, and the consequences have to be lived with. And I'm impressed by that, honestly. I think that's actually, you know, took guts to do that. And, oh, poor guy's pulled over. Need some lights. So, kudos to Edgar Wright and I think Simon Pegg and Nick Frost also helped co-write it. So, kudos to them for a good script that didn't pull any punches. So, there you go. So... when we rate these things, we give them a score of 0 to 4 stars in quarter star increments. 0 is terrible, 4 is perfect, so it's probably time to give this thing a score, and I'll do that while I change lights.
The Scope score is 3.5 stars.
So there you have it, 3.5 stars. I think we had a 3.5 star movie last week. We've had a couple of 3.25s here in August. August has turned out to be a pretty good month for movies. So, this was really it. I think this is probably the last film of what we have called the, that's not where I want to go. The, Scope Summer Film Slam. So that means we are heading into September films and, I guess technically a new season for film, so we're going to need a new name. I guess we could film, last year we had the Autumn Film Blast. We could recycle that, but if you have a better name, by all means, put it in the comments. You can send us an email. All that stuff's going to be on screen here in a moment or at the tail end of the closing remarks by Tony Partington. So if you have a better name for our Autumn Film Series, let us know, otherwise we're just going to revert back to the old Autumn Film Blast. Yes, I'm driving. Leave me alone. So that's going to do it, folks. Thanks for tuning in for this solo Scope Instant Review. And if Shane were here, we'd definitely close it out with an arrivederci, bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.